Today is Tuesday, May 7th, 2024, and this is Sliced. Let's not forget about Article 9. Within the framework of the Paris Agreement, much of the attention tends to focus on Articles 6.2 and 6.4, due to their market-based approaches to climate finance and carbon trading. Even we have been known to fall into the trap of spending much of our energy on these provisions in past analysis. Like that time, we couldn't stop talking about Article 6.2. As impactful as Articles 6.2 and 6.4 could potentially be when fully up and running, other key articles inside the Paris Agreement are also worthy of exploration, particularly Article 9. Simply put, Article 9 emphasizes the role of financial assistance in enabling developing nations to combat climate change and adapt to its impacts effectively. It calls for developed nations to mobilize climate finance to assist those most vulnerable. The idea is to build a collective responsibility that transcends borders. Since its inception, Article 9 has helped catalyze discussions and actions towards addressing the financial disparities between developed and developing nations. It mandates a continuous flow of predictable financial resources that are new and additional to existing aid, theoretically scaling up support for climate action. A mechanism created under the UNFCCC to meet these aims is the Green Climate Fund. In 2021, the Green Climate Fund approved $8.3 billion in funds to support 120 developing countries' mitigation and adaptation efforts. This commitment reflects Article 9's guiding principles in action. The balance between funding for mitigation and adaptation under Article 9 is noteworthy. Developing countries, who often bear the brunt of climate impacts with limited resources to manage them, receive much-needed attention through this framework. The Green Climate Fund projects, including those that bolster low-emission initiatives and improve climate resilience, serve as practical applications of the article's objectives. However, challenges in implementing Article 9 persist. The expectations set by this article are ambitious. They require transparent, robust mechanisms for reporting and verification to ensure accountability. This transparency is essential for trust building among nations and for tracking the effectiveness of the financial aid provided. Despite these hurdles, the structured approach of Article 9 works to facilitate a clearer path for aid, aligning global financial flows with low greenhouse gas emissions and climate-resilient development. Revisiting Article 9's implications, it's clear that this part of the Paris Agreement is more than a mandate. It's a commitment to a collective, sustainable future. As we continue to witness the impacts of climate change globally, the principles laid out in Article 9 remind us of the critical need for financial solidarity. Developing countries, which are often less equipped to handle the economic strains of climate change, rely on the promised funds to safeguard their future. Consequently, enhancing the effectiveness and scale of climate finance as stipulated in Article 9 remains a paramount task for the international community and a topic worthy of greater discussion.